A lot of people don't understand the complexities of capital gains. What is capital gains? How do you buy one property that's going to give you more capital gains than another property? As a passive investor, you don't want to build something or buy something and do some big refurbish on a house. That's why capital growth is the most important part of building a passive property portfolio. Welcome to the Passive Property Investor Podcast, where I teach you how to stop trading your time for money with property investment. I'm Jerry Parker, your property investment consultant. Let's dive in. Hey, Jerry Parker back again at the Passive Property Investor Podcast. Welcome. And today we're going to cover a topic, and it's kind of a basic topic, but it is very important. And to me, it's like a lot of people don't understand the complexities of capital gains and the importance of capital gains, or even what is capital gains. In short, it's your purchase price minus the price that you sell for, or it could be the price that a valuer values your property at. What's the difference between those two? And that is your capital gains. And you know, if you have an investment property, a lot of times we mark to mark on that on an annual basis. And a lot of the industry pundits call the capital growth rate. And that's every year, how much did that property go up in value? And it's just a way of marking to mark on your property. And, you know, they'll say 5%, 7% is your capital gains. And that's, you know, they'll use the median price and that's how much has gone up. But accounting-wise, a capital gain is after a sell event happens and you sell the property at a higher price and this is your capital gain. And your accountant will say, well, now you pay tax on that. And important thing to remember is after 12 months of holding a property, you get a 50% reduction in your tax, which is nice. For instance, like if you're in the 47% tax bracket and you have a capital gain event, well, you only pay 23% tax, which is quite nice. A little bit deeper about the capital growth, which gives you your capital gain for a property investor. You know, a lot of people, when I'm speaking with them, they're going in to buy the property and they're doing the research and their biggest fear is, oh, look at the interest rates. Oh, interest rates are so high. Maybe I shouldn't buy. They're too high. Or look at the rental return on the property. It's not covering the interest rate, or it's just not high enough. And that's their big concern. But if you're looking to become like a passive investor to transfer into assets and generate income from assets and build your wealth from assets, it is the capital growth that you are focused on. Because essentially what you're doing as a passive investor, you're not an active investor where you're going to go in there and do a splitter block or build something or buy something and do some big refurbish on a house. As a passive investor, you're just looking to use your equity in your house or your other properties and use that and print money at the bank and then transfer that money over into a property asset. And you have to pay the bank the interest rate on that money, and the property asset is going to give you a rental return. And that money's just spinning around in circles. So there's not a lot of joy there. And you don't really need to pay off that debt either from the bank. You just want that to keep spinning around. But where you make money is in the capital gain. And 100% of the capital gain is all yours. There's a lot of factors, especially now, that affect that. You know, when you're a wage earner and inflation hits, like we've had 8% inflation recently, and if that hurts the wages that you're earning, is getting destroyed by 8% because of the inflation. Everything, the grocery store is 8% more. Everything costs more. So it's eroding away on your wages. But it's also giving your assets an 8% capital gain. It's because the dilution of the value of the money. And then the debt that you have on that property is 8% less valuable as well. So in these inflationary times, you get easy capital gains because of inflation. And that counterbalances the loss that you're getting out of your wage earning power that you get out of your job. That's why capital gains is the best thing to focus on when you're making a property investment, when you're trying to build wealth into the future. You know, a lot of people want to buy properties for a whole bunch of things, but the passive property investor wants to make money passively through capital gains. Okay, so where does this come from? Like, how does it happen? Like, how do you buy one property that's going to give you more capital gains than another property? It's like, property is a little bit like gold, you know? It's scarce, believe it or not. And properties have something that's very unique as well. You know, gold doesn't rust and it's, you know, rare, and that's why it goes up in value. Each property has its own address. That means there's only one, and that's its location, its address. And people want to live in areas more, some areas more than other areas. And the one that they want to live more, that's going to have more capital gain because they're going to bid the prices up because it's scarce, that area. So what breeds a scarcity in an area? Why is one area more scarce than another? And it's because where people want to live is closer to the infrastructure of where, you know, that helps them live there. It's like, where's their job? Where the job creation areas are? Where are the train stations? Where are the major highways? Where are the schools? Where are the hospitals? Where are the big shopping centers? And that's where people want to live. And so that's where they go. Where's the CBD of the city? And that's where you're going to get more capital gains. And so how do I help people uncover that? It's, you know, Australia is a growing country and it's developing at a fast pace. And there's a lot of these new infrastructures being built. I've got people now looking in areas where there's a $1.6 billion hospital that the construction is just starting. And there's land available 3 kilometers away from the $1.6 billion hospital that's going to employ 3,500 real jobs with real people working there. And they'll, when they start employing them, they're going to all want to be working around that area. And so those locations are going to get extraordinary capital growth over other areas. And because of the proximity to the new hospital and you getting in there early. So you're giving yourself an early capital gain there because of the hospital. That's one way. Here's another way. A lot of I like to go to new land. And when you build a house and then you rent that out, just because you built the house, you've provided a service. And you get paid for that service. And you've taken a little bit of a risk in the construction. But once it's done and you got it rented out, you get an instant capital growth from that. You've kind of manufactured your own capital growth. That's a second way. And a third way, you get this very quick capital growth, which is essential for helping you build your portfolio. It's the land subdivisions where you go and buy new, they release their land in stages. And there's like stage one, stage two. By stage three, the developer's putting the price up. He's got costs. The price is going up. So when you're getting to one of these stages, you travel down the road a little bit, you know, two stages out, and then you're getting, you know, another 5% capital gain on your property that way as well. And so you're going to pick up, you know, add all these things together. You're going to get 20 to 50% capital growth on that property in 2 or 3 years, which gives you your deposit back because that's the equity growth you've had and you can pull that back out of the bank and then you're ready to go again. That's why capital growth, in my view, is the most important part of building a passive property portfolio. That's what it's all about. What are some mistakes people make and that I see all the time? You know, a lot of them, they want to go buy the super cheap house because it's that cheap, and then they get a high rental return because the house is so cheap. But they're kind of like pinning themselves into becoming a little bit of a slumlord that way. And there's the repairs and maintenance that's just going to chew them away. And it's going to slow them down for buying the next property. And so they get stuck and they just buy that one. And then they hate it. You know, they got the worst tenants and they're always having to fix everything. And they're not getting the capital growth. But if you get properties where you're getting the capital growth, you can roll into your next one faster and build your portfolio over time much more efficiently with much higher quality tenants, better tax deductions, and more of a professional developer. You know, if you're a person, you're a professional investor and you have money, you're not going to buy some old rundown thing. You know, you want to have good quality assets. You want to have respect for your money that you put in and not just become a slumlord, buy the worst property just because you can charge high rent and you get a high cash flow. That's that money spinning around. It doesn't help you as much. The capital growth is your friend, and that's where you print your own wealth and over time. Okay, to recap, for your passive property investor, what we're after is capital gains. It's our most important thing. And we're printing money from the bank, and then we're using that money to put into assets, and the assets are being paid for by the rental income that's covering their interest payments. We get some tax depreciation, and then it goes up in value. All we're focused on is having it go up in value as fast as possible so we can access more money printing and buy more properties and build our portfolio. That is the overall aim of the passive property investor. Remember that. If you're diving into realestate.com, talking to a bunch of agents, and they're trying to sell you on something, it's the capital growth that we're after. And so next episode, we'll be talking about something else. Thanks for tuning in to The Passive Property Investor. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube so you don't miss a single episode. We're on all social media platforms, so feel free to connect with me there. And if you're having specific problems making your first investment or building your portfolio, maybe you don't know which location to invest in, how much you should invest, you're worried about who to trust, reach out for me down below. I will have the answers for you. Don't hesitate. See you on the next episode.